Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Wrestle. It's been a long time. Been a few weeks. My daughter had the flu, and I haven't had a chance to be at the desk. So now I'm here, live on anchor.com, talking about UFC Orlando, last night's main event. Jeremy Stephens, Josh Emmett, and a controversial ending. Did he lose? No doubt. No doubt Josh Emmett lost. But as you saw last night, there was a couple of questionable shots that the referee did not catch, including one knee that did not connect. It did connect, however, on the way down. And then also, on top of that, then there was some questionable illegal elbows to the back of the head while in transition or in the heat of the moment. Listen, in baseball, all the time, there's plays that are missed by the referee, by the umpire, and even with replay, sometimes it doesn't overturn. You know, in football, the rules change all the time in the sense that, you know, what's considered a catch, not considered a catch. Unfortunately, there's no challenges in MMA, and unfortunately, in the heat of the moment, the referee thought that it was clean shots. So, I don't think it changes the outcome. Of course, Josh Emmett will challenge that, and he already announced last night, I think via Ariel Helwani, he already mentioned how they're going to try to overturn the outcome, which I don't think they're going to win, but because at the end of the day, it's the referee's call. He did not see it, and I even saw the heated debate between Dominic Cruz and DC Daniel Cormier yesterday. DC, yo, look, the truth of the matter is, yes, they're both right. DC's right in the sense that, yes, it connected on the way down. Whether it hurt or not, it doesn't really matter. It connected. And in addition to that, also the illegal elbows connected. So it was very interesting right then and there. And then Dominic Cruz has a point. He's kind of like where I see it in the sense that, look, the referee did not see it. Just like how the umpire misses strikes and balls all the time, the referee did not see it. Eventually, Josh Emmett got knocked out, and there you go. And that's the end of that. So, in my opinion, it's kind of tough, but I'm glad that finally they brought it up. I'm glad that because they were just ex-fighters, and because they're on Fox, that I'm glad that they kept it very objective and not subjective. So good job, UFC. Good job, Fox. And I don't want to say creating that controversy, but pointing out the truth. That's what we want. We want the fairest fight and pointing out the truth. What's next for Jeremy Stephens? It depends. You know, if it's no contest or whether it's if he wins, I think he should be fight the winner. He should fight for the title. I think Ortega, and we'll see. I think he should definitely have a title shot. I definitely think it should be Jeremy Stephens against Max Holloway. And then Ortega and Edgar, the winner of that fight, fights for the featherweight championship of the world. That's my opinion. He's had a 3-fight winning streak. He looked impressive against Los Angeles. Looked impressive against DHK. Looked impressive against Josh Emmett, who has been unstoppable as well. So Jeremy Stephens is on a roll right now. He deserves the title shot at Max Holloway. Blessed MMA, his Twitter handle. So that is my opinion on UFC on Fox, live from Orlando. And there's that controversy. In the co-main event, you have Jessica Andrade defeated Tessa Torres. Brutal bout. Nice physical bout back and forth. At the end of the day, it was Jessica Andrade, who looked very impressive. I know she challenged for the belt before. It probably was not the right time, but she has looked impressive. She's coming down to 115. And Tessa Torres is not no pushover. She has, you know, she is a veteran of this game, the student of the game, and she was able to do what she did against Tessa Torres. Andrade should face the winner of Rose Namajunas and Joanna Jacek after the Brooklyn UFC 223. For sure, Andrade should face the winner. Latifi put OSP to sleep, earned $50,000 last night. Latifi challenged DC. It was nice. It was his moment. But I think right now DC has bigger fish to fry. DC is going to fight Stipe Miocic. We'll see what happens with Latifi. Light heavyweight division wide open right now. We'll see what happens.